sir, anytime. Thank you very much. Kala Larson, thank you very much. Kavash Gacha Pratis, the Rabbeinu Shalom, what a schuss it is. That I owe you so much. The least I could do is make this speech over here. What we owe to Abish there is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It's crazy. Anyone who doesn't chap, it's Rachmanit. You're just living in your own world. You don't chap. Zillions of Nisim and Shuas are going on every second. So much simchas and so much walking and talking and seeing and hearing. Anyone that spends a life and doesn't spend at least once in a day, thanks you that I could talk. He's out of his mind. You never said thank you that you could talk? Never. Never occurred to you to say thank you. You should say it every day that you could walk, that you could see, that you could hear. Come on. What's with you? Well, if everyone's talking about COVID all day long, they just made a whole thing for half a million Americans that died from COVID. You got a memory. I'd like to make a memory for all those live Americans. All those people that are alive and well and kicking and everyone's fine. And they have their children, little sweet little kids. You can eat them all up. You tell you, I know you. Sweet as could be. Yeah, the Abraham makes nice people, but they tell you sugar. I think there's so much to talk about. We'll get the code. Let's just finish the good stuff. You'll never be finished. The stomach and the intestines and the heart and the lungs. Say thank you. Every one of them. Every day. You're crazy. You don't do it, you got serious problems. How do you expect? I mean, it just doesn't make sense that people aren't going around all day saying thank you. It doesn't make sense. And you're human. And I hope there's no ladies. And you're a man and not a woman. Well, we say it every day. Shalom Sani Gud. Shalom Sani Isha. I'm sorry. But the ladies that listen to me, I'm not worried about them. My sister, Shalom. She's a tzaddikis gemura. She used to always tell me, I'm just a woman. The most chashav ones talk like that. And the men also, the chashav ones talk like that, except for me. I say all day how great I am. But ultimately, someday, you're supposed to have a certain humility, you know. Yeah, I'm just a regular, another yuckle like everyone else. A schlepper, the other schleppers, you know. I'm another schlepper, so I'm not the biggest this. Nothing terrible. Anyway, the ladies have a lot over them. And you know, there's two things that ladies have over men. They don't have Yehurim Rahim problems, and they don't have Talmud Torah problems. Brought down. It's brought that. Rav Schnerber Sefer on Brachas brings this down. There's two things that ladies have over men. They don't have Yehurim Rahim. It's a big issue in the next world. And they don't have Talmud Torah problems. They don't have to learn. So the ladies have a much easier time when they come up there. So, okay, that's enough for the ladies. Now let's get to the men. But we're going to go back and forth. Each person has to hear what makes him smile. There's chazals. What? Everybody has to be happy. The best thing in the world is you have an Abish to talk to. Rav Gershon Zatzal said, you want to be socialized, socialize with the Yevishter. Socialize the Tzavsa. Get the Yevishter. Get involved with him. Talk. Move around. Become Hamish. You get such mileage out of him. Get Hamish. Ignore people. If I could do that, I would do that. More than, while people are standing there, I'm talking to somebody. Yevishter, I'm talking to you. You got to be nice to people, of course, but. Abishta has to somehow have precedence. When people are in front of you, they're real. They're alive. They're here. They're there. Boom, boom, boom. They got opinions. And the Abishta, that's the trick. You don't see him. And he's more here. He's more alive. His opinion counts more than all everyone else's opinion. You don't see. That's the challenge. Can you do that? How about getting some good feta criticism? And not. So they don't like me. Is us. So you think I'm someone who knows. So, Ishkevalach. Anyway, this morning I woke up. I just couldn't. I had no kayaks. That doesn't happen to me. That's, you got to thank when you do have koyach. You know, how about saying thank you for that? So I woke up, no koyach. I didn't know what to do. Now, I don't eat or drink before davening. I'm not into that. But today I said, you're not moving. And a cup of coffee does nothing for me. Because I don't believe in caffeine. I'm a kofer in caffeine. Years ago, I used to drink caffeine and fall right to sleep. Right after the cup. You know, you too? You hear that? And since then, I found I'm not alone. I'm afraid the whole caffeine is a bluff, like Shane Camayo. It's all baloney. What?
Fake pills.
Fake pills work best. Anyway, so this way, I guess. Look, Avishta. The Velt uses caffeine to keep them up. Make it work by me. But I know, I'm going to you to make caffeine suddenly work by my case. That's what I said. I took one cup of coffee. I was a new person. I'm going strong. I'm still going strong. Today was a great day because I drank a cup of caffeinated coffee. And because I davened that the coffee should work. That's the way you drink coffee. You don't know how to drink coffee. You put in the coffee, the sugar, to put in this. You don't, that's the way a Yid drinks coffee. Abishtha, make the coffee work. Ah. And you connect it with the Abishtha, and it's great. And the taco works best. Those coffees taste better. Abishtha, make it taste good. Do it. I'm telling you. It's Kedai. Go with him in every inch. Make this good, that good. And say thank you a lot. Get involved with him. Now I had a problem. I think I mentioned it recently. It's fine. Chazorah. I couldn't go to sleep. You know, I'm not a youngster. You know, I'm 99 and a half. I'm not quite there, but, I hold my own. I'm not 23 anymore. But some people say, you look younger than that. But whatever it is. So, I couldn't sleep. I'm sleeping 2-3 hours a night. I can't sleep. And Maifsim Guluyim, do I have to be thankful? I functioned. A little dizzy, but I was fine. Don't ask me how that happened. 2 hours a night, usually years ago. If I had 7 instead of 8, I was dead. I didn't get my 8 hours, I'm finished. That's where I used to be way back, before I got into the Navardic Denial Club. I'm into denial. I deny everything. I'm a kaifa in teva kaifa. Teva is history. These days, it's just the boss. Forget about teva, shtusim teva. But you have to have your feet on the ground, and you have to have your head on straight. You have to realize reality. As a meiser, Rabbi Kreiser, this guy was supporting a whole family, all his sons and all this, supporting everybody. And then he got himself a son-in-law who was good at figures. One of those, you know, bookkeeping. One of these guys who really has things down pat. Let's get things a nicer. So he says, my dear Shveli, can I see the books? Let's see where you're holding. So then he said, I guess I'll see the books. Takes a look at the books. And after a while, he says, you are bankrupt. How do you have any money? It doesn't make sense. So Shveli says, who tells you to look at the books? Keep away. I heard this here about crying. I said, what's my there? You don't sometimes look, don't get too nitty gritty. I'm not saying you should do this. By the way, do not listen to me. Not everybody could do what I was just talking about. I became like this not out of choice. I don't have a choice. I'm a little bit, you know, so I end up being like this. But if you're a normal guy, that everything, you know, so go for it. Be normal. There's nothing wrong. There is taka deraisa of yisa meshuga mimari necha. It's a deraisa. I'm joking. Anyway, so I couldn't sleep. Rabbi say, I couldn't sleep. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor gave me a pill to put me to sleep. And the pill, I got 3 hours out of it. I found out without the pill, you also got 3 hours. That didn't do much. I asked him, Doc, is this the only thing? Oh, I'm going to give you 2. I took 2. Same thing. don't worry, I'll give you three. He gave me three. Same thing. Finally, he gave me, I got a much better pill than that one. That's baloney. Yeah, take this one. He gave me another pill. He gave me one. Didn't do anything. Gave me two. Kaduchas gave me three. I got one better than both of the first two. Gives me a third pill. Again, one, two, three. Square one. 2 hours sleep. I says, what am I going to do here? Nothing works. I says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to sleep 8 hours like a bacha. That night, 8 hours. And I stayed like that for months and months and months, 7, 8. That's what I was getting. I promise you. You get, first talk big. Spend a lot of time with Svarim on Betachon. You'll think different. I want to tell you something. There used to be low blood sugar. Used to be the thing that everybody had it. Who heard of it? It's the opposite of diabetes. Everybody got low blood sugar. When I was a buck, oh boy, they're all getting it. And you're depressed and you're fatigued and you got insomnia. Well, you have low blood sugar. You have this type of condition. That's a sign that they have signs all over the place. You may have low blood sugar. And everybody, whoever went in, they all, oh, you got it. And every guy who went, took the test, yes, you got it, you got it. Everyone, all the guys I knew, you also have low blood sugar? Yeah, blood sugar. Anyway, so for low blood sugar, what they gave you was, you had to eat six to eight times a day, small meals, high protein, medium fat, and low carbohydrate. Now, B vitamins and C vitamins with some other stuff, and yet you're fine. Then you'd be a little A and D, a little this. The whole vitamin stuff was involved in there. Everything, giant vitamin. And a friend of mine spent years, it saved him. But you must eat every few hours, or else the blood sugar level is no good. He met a friend of a guy, this is my friend from Lakewood. He met a guy from Muncie, an old friend of his. Oh, what's new with you? Yeah. I have a low blood sugar. You also got it? What do? I fast a lot, and it gets better. What's going on here? That's a stealer. Now listen to it, and it works. He's fasting, and it works. I'm not supposed to say this stuff. Anyway, you might help me if I get carried away. Anyway, listen to this one. Then the back problems. Back problems for back, you got to get either you got a dry heat or wet heat, put the heat on the back and it alleviates the whole thing and you'll be just fine. And it works all over. People take heat for, who knows about backs? I don't know what's today. I'm going back 40 years ago. But that's what it was. Until I found out about a guy in Los Angeles, Dr. Thompson. Dr. Thompson wrote a book, How to Heal Your Back. Ooh-wah. And he said, and he was a star. To get to Dr. Thompson, it was months till you finally got Zeus to see him for a couple of minutes. And he healed. His track record was gewaldig. And what did he do? Ice packs. He was he's an athletic type of guy. He was into that, I don't know, whatever. Day and day, they used to use that a lot for the boo-boos, whatever, the athletes. Ice packs, that will heal you. And a whole system and how to work. And he writes a book, he says, where a guy tells him that he took some heat. And he writes, I winced when he said he used heat. Are you crazy? You got to use ice packs. And he did it, and it worked, and it worked. And he was a major star. And back east, he lived in L.A. And east, they're using the hot stuff. And it works great. And he's using the cold stuff, and it works great. What's going on here? I think of Chana Basseman said, "Debart the bum, v'loy b'dvarim b'talim." So anything outside of Torah, it's v'dvarim b'talim. It's got to be buckled. Whatever it's worth today, it's worth. You know what they used to get for? I'm gonna kill any doctors around here. I better get out of here fast. And they put so much years and effort in medical school. First of all, anybody that goes to a doctor and listens to him. It gets a big mitzvah. I'm not making away with that stuff. Do it. It's a mitzvah. What are you talking about? Rappi. Don't listen to me and don't. But when things aren't working in that stuff, come back to me. We'll fix you up for good. Then we'll make a chayzik, and the chayzik will save you. The chayzik itself will save you. So what happened with the, what was I talking about? The, B'tochen goes up and down. You're not always holding, I'm not always chat maluchim. My Rebbe once told me, he was very stark and denying everything, no doctors, no nothing. For years, I didn't get near a doctor. Your Moshe says not to take a physical. He says, what are you looking for trouble for? But I was added on, oh, keep me out, 15 years at least. You know, no doctors didn't touch him until my Rebbe on the phone tells me, go to a doctor. I says, what happened to you? He says, I noticed that your madriga fell a little bit. Now you go. People change. Rebbeza. Well, a few months later, no more doctors. It depends where you're holding. People are different. You have to know where you're holding. Some people, that's why whenever I speak, depends who I'm talking to. Some people are not allowed to hear this. Go to the gym and work out. I don't know if Chaim Konevsky doesn't work out. He seems okay. And he's grossly overweight. He's doing fine. The Stipler was around. How old till 90? But he did fine. The Alba from the body. What? He does? Oh. Listen to that. You should know that Rav Shach used to drink a lot of water. So you're allowed to take care of your health. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Rabbi Miller, I want to say something about him. The people around him, what? Yeah. The people that he lived with, they were not like him. We used to look at him a little strange. Oh, there he goes, his walks. He outlived all that chevra. And why? So I have my pshat, why? I have to forinfa. Since when does doing anything help? Go, David, you need to take walks. Since when? That's a chiddush, but it actually works. So the pshat is that when he did it, he says, "Rabbeinu Shalom, you're going to help me stay healthy because I'm doing a thing that you like me to do." Shemartem oy lenafshi seichem. Then what's the chazanish? What's the chazanish? How come? He didn't want to go bake matzahs. He says, "Why didn't you bake matzahs?" He says, "I'm not feeling good." But it also says shmartem ma'oi l'nafshei seichem. Don't make away with this stuff. You take vitamins. You get a mitzvah for everybody. Rabbi Feinberg, I wasn't feeling good one day. You take vitamins? No. You don't take vitamins. Rabbi Feinberg told this to me. Mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. You can take vitamins. And you'll get a haba for it. But if you want to, sometimes when things aren't working, come to me. We'll have a different nusach. We're going to make a joke out of everything. Sometimes you must do that. When a doctor tells you you ain't worth a dime, Rabbi Galberg says, I isn't stark. My manal is a tight eat tzaddik. He told me once, his father went to a doctor, went to the doctor. The doctor took a look at his kidneys or something. He says, you're in bad shape. You're not going to be around for more than a few months or something. So he tells the doctor, this is a mulligan yid, you know, mulligan, polish yidalach, you know, they don't, they're all the part of it. He says, doc, you ain't going to be around. I'm fine. That's what he told him. You ain't going to be around. And he lived another 10 years until the war broke out. The doctor was gone. So if you live with this, you know, you're not going to be around. There's a mice, I read the Sagoyesha report. This guy had Yena Masla coming out of his body. And it was size of oranges, you know, all over the place. Lumps all over. Yeah, Yena Masla. And he went to the doctor. And they started treating him. There's heavy stuff. Get rid of all the growth. Well, we're not sure where you're holding. We're not sure this and that. But yeah, and he's suffering, the poor guy, with the after effects. But yeah, someone gets a hold of him and says, you know, they just found out you don't really have it. I read this. It's a guy you should report. It's not one of my Bubba Mises. By the way, my Mises are all not Baba Mises. They're all true. There's Zayda Mises. Anyway, I'm joking. So the Babis are just as good as us. Anyway, my voice didn't hear that one. I better watch what I'm saying. I'm joking. Anyway, but he said, so, where am I holding?
The report.
Said it'd be someone told him. We just found out you don't really have it. It's a, the whole thing is like, it's in your head. So he was overjoyed. He stopped the treatments. It shrunks all the orange size lumps all over his body shrunk. And he lived happily ever after for 2 years. Like nothing, it was someone told him, you don't have anything. It was a mistake. It's a true story. I read this. I don't know what happened exactly, but I do know this much. 2 years later, someone got a hold of him and said, that was again a mistake. You really do have it. A month later, he was gone. Did you hear this? There's a guy you should report. You know, the mind is a joke. What you think, that's what it is. Some men, that's the power of betochen. The mind, malach tzareis. And David shall give you anything you want. Now we have a big Ezratzen coming up. I hope my jokes are good today. I have somebody davening for my jokes. I have a special mamuna that the Rebbe's joke should be okay. I'm serious about it. I have a teenage kid. He calls me up. He's a geschmacki kid. I like him. He calls me up and tells me his latest jokes. But he says, by the way, I am a spowl for you. That your joke should be good. And sure enough, Shabbos, I had the other one on the floor, and I'm Cheshit, that's his tefillas. Davin's, that I once had, he's, are you here? Are you? Okay. Somebody, one Shabbos, I was really hilarious. I was hilarious like crazy. I don't know myself, I didn't know it was that funny. I'm walking home from shul, and this person, very fresh of a person, just when he's a kid, and he said his friends were once mavaza him. His friends were mavaza him. And he said, I'm not answering. And the schus that I'm not answering, Rabbi Mendel's joke should skyrocket. He told this to me. I didn't notice. I didn't know anything. You see the schus? So the jokes are working. Jokes is very chashiv. There was a ruptious as yard site a few days ago. Ruptious means to make jokes without a tachlis, just as long as you got a good joke. What? Steinman used to make jokes. Every other word was a joke. Jokes are in. Got to get into it, Rabbi Sai. Anyway, that's okay. If you don't make jokes, you'll also get a lamaba. See, you're not such a joker. My mother never caught the joke. What? 3 o'clock in the morning, she used to wake up and start laughing. Oh, I got it. Mother was a yucky. Baruch Hashem, she's doing fine. And then about Tishak, Liyayim Acharein, she's doing guns fine. Anyway, did I tell you about my father? I told you about Talis Al Kulona. I told you about Nishis Chayil. I told you already. Yeah, you heard it. Okay. Anyway. My father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he used to sing Eish Yisrael, he said, Rabbi Yisbono, he says, Yisrael V'yatoliz, Al Kulono, he's a Kulon, and you are the best of all of them. And my mother's sitting there, you know. He did a job. My father knew that's what you got to do with your wife, Rabbi Yisrael. V'yatoliz, Al Kulono. I found out that lately, all the ladies are starting to tune me in. I'm again on the good list, despite all the stuff that I'm sometimes, I don't know if I'm saying the right thing or not. So I never see any ladies around. So, but I, just in case, this one made up for everything. I'm joking. Anyway, but my father used to sing that. Every yid has to say that, not only about his wife, about everything in his life. A lot of people steiging. Rabbi Bono Sosu Choyil. But I am the best guy around. You hear that? I am the best guy around. Person has to feel. My father used to say, you feels like a ben yachid to the Yevishter. Do it. Don't worry about it. You're afraid of Gaiba again. Here we go again. The old Yetzirah. So say it. Don't worry about it. You're doing it l'shem Shemayim. So you got to get up in the morning. You feel like a nobody. So you make yourself big. You feel better. Now, people, there was a woman that went to Rashbi's kever, and she gets Assyrians, this woman, and it's not pleasant, and she don't want to get too many pregnancies. She went to Rashbi's kever, she asked for triplets. The next year, she got triplets. I heard the story. You never know, another Baba Maisa, her cousin, told me, it's true, I'm the cousin. My cousin, it happened. You go to Rashbi, so us Nabachlekwa guys who are stuck here, and they're not going there for like Baima, I recommend, the more you get involved, Rav Shimba Yechai, look through the Chazals, go over and start talking to the Eibishta, I want this Tana to do things for me. You're going to connect to him, and you're going to get things right here. You don't have to go flying. You get it right here. It's all Tmimus. Years ago, I used to do these type of things. I remember once I was learning Gemara in Tainus, Chamishah Sabaov. I needed a shidduch, whatever. And I was learning that Gemara, and that day things started happening because I was tzimistic. You have to be a tumim. You're learning about it, that's going to be my this stuff. Work on it, be mispal. It's going to give you anything on once on Tisha B'Av. This younger man, once on Tisha B'Av, there was a serious Shalabai's problem. And he said, Tisha B'Av is the best time to make Shalom Bayis because the Kruvim are connected to each other like this. So let's make some. That day, there was a Gansi reconciliation, a whole turnaround. Because your timiness, you can do anything you want. The Eibush to give you a schlissel, it's up to how much timiness you're going to have. How much you know. I have a timiness. I was once had a go. You know, you heard of Ridge Avenue? Anybody ever hear of Ridge Avenue? In Lakewood? Anybody want to get confused? Go to Ridge Avenue. You want to get good. If you're not confused enough, whoever made up that Ridge Avenue, there's no something on my mind. He was, I don't know, he had either Shalom Bayis problems or his wife, someone made him dizzy. Or he was a heavy drink. He was into Johnny Walker, maybe too much. But Ridge Avenue is the pits. Somebody told me, yeah, I had to come down for somebody. His sister has issues to Shemayim. I won't talk about what she's issues. Reckless. She was in the operating table of the engineer. So I knew the guy and he calls me up. Mandel, I need you. I need you to come. To say, tell him. Have a minyan, you're going to say, Mandel, we know that you. I already had with this. I had my Yeshuas. I remember writing down. The day I gave a bracha, I found out later on, she suddenly felt better. I had plenty of, with this guy's sister. The kids are now, they're making a minyan. So, but and the minyan's starting 9 o'clock, whatever. So and it's this number over there on Ridge Avenue. Yeah. Oh, Ridge Avenue. So I get into the car, and I start going to that number. And do you know how many akufas I made? Do you know how many akufas? Where in the world? I started asking, oh, well, you go this way. You know, I felt, you know, parrying his pajamas. Remember the Misa? That's how I felt. Oh, go here. Okay. No, back. Oh, no. You got to go that way. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You gotta, no. So, the Gavain, like, who the Misa either? Ridge Avenue. That's like, if you're missing sense of humor, Ridge Avenue will teach you how to laugh a little bit. Go to Ridge Avenue. You'll see, the world is, anyway, so I couldn't make it. I was late. Not stop, I just wasn't. And it was already past 9, it's 9:30. A half hour, I'm drained off by the Meshuggah. This is the Bene Shalalam, the Schuss, that I went around like a Meshuggah now for a half an hour, should bring her a full Shalalam. Without saying nothing, no tell him, no nothing. I come to the house, a smile on his face, Yeshua. I take credit for that one. So going right, you have to be there and you have to do it. You have to try. You didn't make it. Ebishter geholfen. Ah! There's no one like the Ebishter. I'm telling you, Rabbi Say, the Ebishter is not shaykh. Don't think Hashem doesn't like it when I say that. That's why I say it as much as possible. I want to get in Hashem's good side. I always praise Hashem as much as I can because I'm trying to get on Hashem's good side. He likes people do these type of things, saying that they love Hashem and he's gavaldi. I say that a lot. Somebody once had a big Yeshua. I told somebody, his wife needed a, I told, say thank you all day long. And she had Nisim in the family. And later on he told me that his wife started off with, I love you, Hashem. Say it! I love you, Hashem. You're just great. Say, I love you, Hashem. You can say thank you for the bad stuff also. Last night I had a murder that came like this. Somebody, whatever, they needed me. And they were skeptical about, can I do the job? Because I am mamish notorious. I am not misspoke from nothing. No, you're going to have a big issue. I don't care what. And this is like not an easy one. Just then, I get a phone call from somebody with the same issue. The same issue. I says, do you want to repeat the Nisim Mephilas you had? Sure. Someone's here wants to say, put it on speaker, and that's it. And the whole, the exact same issue. Imagine. The Ebishter helps every inch that you do. I want to tell you something. Shem Ba'yachai, you know, he got his, you know, by Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit, they go, they fast. Shem Ba'yachai's Yartzeit, they dance and they sing. I want to be Moshe something. The later Darius need that stuff. That's my first agor about Maisa. Do you know why Rabbi Kiva was so much sliach for Shem Ba'yachai? The last few Talmidim, he lost 24,000 Talmidim. And you know why? The next few was Meir the Mashgiach from Nosson said that the other ones, Leinogu Kovetz Ebezeh. The Vardik these days, that's all they talk about. Leinogu Kovetz Ebezeh. Oy. Sinas Chinam. They don't stop with that, the Vardik is. You have to give Mechabit. Why was Shem Ba'yachai such a success? They run to him like he's nobody. You know, bigger, there are people before him all over the dinner go. Nobody like him. He was super positive, you know that. And he said, My Levaya, I want them all dancing. That's Rav Shem Ba'yachai. And now, something happened in the Vardik that I was told not to repeat, and I'm not going to repeat it in public. They're going to kill me if I say it. Kum tarayim, mach tarayim, et kum tarayim. I don't want to repeat it. Two stories. Two weird, crazy stories where you're supposed to be crying your eyes out and then dancing on tables. The Havardigas. So, now, I will not repeat those stories because the other is not holding by it. But all I want to say is, look at Hashem Meichai. It is Levaya, go dance. What do you say to that one? And the Kain HaGodol Meyachov, he's not supposed to go. He doesn't even go for his own craving. He doesn't go out. He can't leave the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabina here, she's so full of simcha. He's with the Ebishter. If you really, really believe, come on, Dov Yachmon on the top of it. What kind of aggravation out of your mind? It's good stuff. Everything's good. The kind of girl doesn't leave. So that's a smach to the Vardik Minik. Anyway, but I want that a taina. Where did Shem Ba'yachai get this from? He got it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was walking down the road together with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tap, Rabbi Loza, who was there. The biggest guns in Klai Yisrael, Malachim they were. And they passed by near the Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Bayar Bayis, and they see a fox walking out, and they all start crying, and ripping their clothes and start crying. Rabbi Akiva's laughing his head off. So, he said, Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? He said, and why are you crying? And he said, what? A place that is there, Zohar Karev Yumos, and there's a Shuala Milchavai, Gefald. Rabbi Akiva said, now why are you laughing? He says, to save the Navi said, the bad stuff will happen. So we see it came true. So now we know the good stuff. When we're going to be dancing in the streets of Yerushalayim, with Mashiach Tzidkenu will also come true. That's it. Nicham Tanu, Rabbi Kiva, you are right. They all mask him to him. Next story. Gemara Makkah's famous story. The other story is he sees all the Romans are dancing and singing, and they're ripping the Chachamim. Look at the, and he's laughing. He said, "Why are you laughing? Why are you crying?" "We're crying because look what happens. These Rishayim, the Machlers and Mikdash, and they're having that fun over here. And we're Nebuchadnezzar." So he says, "Now why are you laughing?" He says, "Ma'ala Eloi v'Ritzaynei." Neither Taiba Maruba 500 times more. Imagine how much fun we're going to have. You see these bums are getting it so, having such a good time. Imagine what a good time we're going to have. Yes, I'm telling Rabbi Kiva, you're right. By the way, there was a third Chazal exactly like this. That one's not famous. I can find it for you. I found it somewhere. It's a Medrash. Same exact thing. This is always going on. Everyone's crying and he's laughing. By the way, his Rebbe was Nachum Ish Gamzu. Who said, the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva was Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu was so good everywhere. He didn't care what. And it was Nechata Nisim Gluim. Rabbi Kiva was the author of Kol Ma'adav Rachmana L'Tabav. He is the Baal HaMemra of Kol Ma'adav Rachmana L'Tabav. Rabbi Akiva is always laughing. We have to learn from Rabbi. They're all masking with him. Now, first of all, he's not afraid to go against all the biggest guns in Klai. So, you know, these people, whoever can believe, it's a joke. And they held, you got a rice kriya, there's a shreklach, and he's laughing. You got to learn how to do those things. You know what the Kosker Rebbe says? The Gantz Welt is not worth one knechts. That can I say? Oh, so what happened? Your shvig start up with you again. Who cares? Well, what happened? I was at a miser that helped me. Did I tell this over? I got into a fight. You want to write my B'tachim Weeklies? I write my B'tachim Weeklies. I want it to be solid. I don't want to say too much drush, you know. I want to be a little bit solid on business. I like brisk. I love those. A Lamden, I want a big Lamden. And there's somebody in Lakewood. I want criticals. You know, I don't want a guy tell me what a good butt it is. I want to hear what's wrong with it, so I'll fix it up. Anyway, so this fellow is Sheikh Malamala of being critical. Not only is he critical, he screams. And he puts you in your place. So, and he really gets, he is an emissary again, but I love the guy. Asher Cholka, he's into learning. I'm into Musa. But believe me, my first love was learning. Believe me, there's nothing like a black Gemara guy who harvests and learning. Ah, sweetest thing in the world. Louder? We got to stop? Oh, okay. So anyway, so what happened? So the guy, I said a vote. He lets me have it. He starts screaming at the top of his lungs. And I don't take anything from him. In the Varig, they taught me, "Wie sein Stolz." What kind of shiftless? Rabbi used to scream at me. What kind of shiftless? So he taught me. You know who you are. You know what Musar is. You know. So I learned that. That lesson went in well. I exploded on him. And it was an explosion all over the place. It was too much. It was really too much. So, after the explosion, both exploded. We couldn't talk. It was over. It wasn't shot, Papula Shaltaira. It was time for a break. It wasn't nice. And I was in the middle of learning. And I couldn't concentrate because, you know, you're all heated up. So I took my derigas, I held them in my hand. And I started with a niggin. The way he makes fun of the world, how silly it is. He started, I used to, he likes me, you don't like me. Just a few words over there with a niggin. It calmed me down. Then I started learning Vaita. Again, I started getting old to doodle. So I take another few lines. I read it again. A few times I did it till finally. Then when I left the Beis Medrash, he was outside. We were waving to each other like best friends. We both made believe nothing happened. It was great. But that's what a Musa say that does to you. Puts you in a, especially not drinking soda, puts you in a different world. What are you worried about? You're wasting your energy. You go, he? Do you know what? My wife, that's not a good marriage. A marriage is supposed to be an understanding of each other. They've got to communicate. This is not, they're not communicating. That's not a good marriage. Boom. Or, they have different. she's not his type. They're too small, too tough people. Then she's ruining him, or he's ruining her. But you leave it to all the smart cookies. Like I said, I'm not from the Chachamim. Chacham for the Manashtana, they make chizik of him. Why are they making chizik? He's the only normal guy in the whole family. You have a Tom, it's Shaded Elisha, Rasha. The only normal guy is the Chacham. And everyone makes fun of him. Ah, the Chacham for the Manashtana. He's the only normal guy in the family. Why don't you appreciate him? Because I tell you, in the Haggadah, when it comes to Amuna, the big shot is the Tom. Try to be a Tom. Don't get involved. Davidson gave me this lady. I once heard my father. He got along very well with my mother. Even though I made my father was Einar Raya Pnei Gehenim. My mother never chopped any of his jokes. So he went through a lot. Having a wife that doesn't. By the way, guess who else's wife didn't chop his jokes? They say Nelson's wife also didn't chop his jokes. Allah, you never chmachin nidasah. Oh, it's a tortoise and claw yourself. The wife doesn't have your jokes. It's a terrible thing. Oh, it's terrible. I'll tell you, my father used to love to laugh. He used to come home with his jokes. My mother looked at him like, she came from Nuremberg, you know, Yekaland. What? Who? What was that? My father says, don't you have? My mother says, what? What are you talking about? Like, I don't, what's that all about? They don't do that where I come from. The grad I heard, my namesake, was very, very funny. That's what's happening lately, I think. His chus of being funny. He was funny, even though he was a yucky. Interesting. They say he was funny. I don't know. He used to joke around a little. Anyway. So what was I talking about? Being funny? No, but you use the tzaddik, it goes, you know, you go with the schuss of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, use them all, Chafetz Chaim. Used to call down people from Yad HaVelt and talk to them. Why aren't you doing anything for Klal Yisrael? Tell the Amish to let's... I don't know who he called, Avraham Avinu. I don't know what happened there. But he used to deal with people, you know, who aren't here. He used to talk to them. No. What's going on? Abishter, what's going on? He used to say, Abishter, Klal Yisrael is so good. Look what they're doing for you. And look at the terrors going on in Klal Yisrael. Ah, the time of the sights with the Abishter. You get close to him and you schmooze around a little bit and you apologize. I didn't mean it. I'm Nebuchadnezzar Americana, Grubba Jung. I didn't mean to say what I said. I told you what I did. Everybody heard that one. They heard 2 million times already. The Chassidus that didn't recognize me as the ultimate of all the Admirim. When I finally got somebody, the only Chassidus that didn't call me yet. They're all calling me, all of them. A lot of times, I just got an every day, see them around my case, all over the place. So this one, they're rather good. Rebbe, I get a lot of mileage with a lot of these Chassidim. Rebbe Zook. Anyway, so I told him, I says, he calls me up with a whole peckle, a whole this and that. It was five different major, major issues. I gave one bracha. And I says, watch. And as soon as I got off the phone, I says, Abishta, show them who I am. These guys don't hold for me. Show them who I am. I promise you. It worked. They all had Yeshua's gemuras. He thanked me till today. Yeah, 2 weeks later, he called me again. It could be even better. It got better. Now, forget it. They don't have to go to doctors. I should collect the money out of what I did for this fellow. But I said, you tell the Abishter, show them I am. Abishter, you covered that stake. He realized I once told the guy, promised him something, and nothing happened. So when he left, I says, Abishter, right now it's a covered issue. He's looking down at me. I'll my covered. How about Yeshua? Next time he called, he had a cover. Right after I said that, he had a complete issue. Whenever you mention COVID, that's the issue. Hashem knows that's a serious filler. That man is real. He's going to get, speaking about being real, someone comes over. There's a guy I know. That's not true. You must be truthful. Mandel, you're a machnif. You're full of chnifa. Well, you know, he's good, he's good. Say that to everybody. Cut the baloney. Mandel, cut it out. You're full of chanif. I don't trust a thing you say. You're a phony baloney. I'm a straight board. Tell them as it is. I'm a part of my, now I want to be miyashiv myself. Since they are bad-mouthing me. That I'm a chalifa. Now, I don't, in Nevada, bad-mouthing you is not a bad thing. By the way, they heard, the elder of Nevada loved it when they criticized him. He loved that. He would dafka say things. You know, once a lady came for a shidduch. A girl came for a shidduch. And he said, Amir Hashem, you'll get a collar soon. You'll be fine. So the lady came and he says, he's a little bit getting older. Well, he got back to Avram Yafin. Avram Yafin said, don't worry about him. He knew exactly who spoke to him. That was a prop for your information. He out for the body. He sticked around. He said, oh, I didn't hear. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, yes, yes. You know what happened to me the other day? I put on my hat and I was a little bit, you know, I did something a little interesting. You know, and I was walking down, there's a crowd over there, and this kid, a nice Derek Herzog kid, excuse me, Rabbi Mendel, your hat is a little bit, you know, oh, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Oh, thanks, thanks, thanks. Yeah, I walked away. I wanted to keep the prop going. Rabbi Mendel, it still didn't, oh, yeah, you're right. I got to tell him I'm doing it. Excuse me, sir. I'm in the process of a prat. Let me finish my prat. Don't you know, Nevadik? You know, the whole world knows about pratim. It's already famous. I made Nevadik prat. People are doing it all over the place. They're looking for new ideas. I was macabre. You have to be misbal for a good prat. Get yourself a good prat. Have fun. Laugh at the world. It's a prat. By the way, I do a lot of things by mistake. And they're not a prat. But people think it's a prat. That's our, how do you think God became a Rebbe? I'm a God's a Rebbe. You're part of my killer, aren't you? You're my killer. I have the most chashuva guys in liquid. Coming to daven by me, I'm a God's a Rebbe. They daven the God. How do you do that? So, because they, whenever I make, do things that are a little bit strange, they say, oh, that's a prat. I say, no, it's Nebuch not. That's, since I'm a kid, I'm a little bit, you know, there was always a problem that I do things a little bit here and there. No. We know the truth. It's a prat. You're doing that on purpose. I'm telling you it's not a drachmanis. I mean, no. We know the truth. You're against a tzaddik nister. That's what they hold. Why not? I'll live with it. You hold up against a tzaddik. Why not? Anyway, I taina always. Me, I hold everybody's a tzaddik. It was me and everyone else. I was megala myself. Everyone's a tzaddik. I was megala myself. I'm the guy. I really hold. Ain't l'shai, the guy sitting here. You guys are the sweetest human beings I ever met in my life. I mean it. You guys are all delicious people. By the way, my shidduchim, I said, I decided I'm going against the whole thing. You want me there today, Moshe?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What time?
10.
What?
Quarter to 10.
That's the Musa, when you learn Musa. Okay. I'll try to be there. So, what was I talking about? Who? Shidduchim. It's a scandal. They get married. It's a scandal. Now look. I am going to war against Kfira. Avraham Avinu took a stick and he smashed all the idols. And then he took the stick and put it in the biggest idol. And when his father came, Avraham, what did you do? What did you do, Avraham? Avraham said, Ta, what do you want from me? I didn't do nothing. You see the big guy with the stick? He went, they tried to get his meal, all these idols. So he decided, he took the law in his own hands and he smashed them all dead. You want me? This is a true story. It's Chazal. Avraham Avinu didn't have a sense of humor. He certainly did. See, as you can see from this story. The big idol snatched up the little guys. It's his fault. What? Avraham, what are you saying? But you hold that these idols are real. So that should be able to happen, a thing like this. Why shouldn't it? Avraham was gewaltig. And the stories of Eliezer and Avraham, the way he made crazy of Sudan. You know what I'm saying, Sudan? This time he came. This time he hit him in the head, and he was bleeding. This time he said, "Okay, give me $100 for that." "What do you mean? Those are the law here. If I hit you with blood, I made blood come out, you pay me." "I was right." "Yes, you're coming to court right now. You owe me $100. Goes to court, and the judge listens with a serious face. And the judge says, "Yes, you owe him $100 because he made you bleed." So Eliezer Avraham said, "That's no problem." Picked up a rock, threw it in the judge's head. The judge started bleeding. "Okay, judge, now you can keep me out of this. You owe me $100. So go give him, get lost." He picked it up from Avraham Avinu, had a sense of humor. Not only he was Dela Mashke from Avraham Avinu's sense of humor too. They had a sense of humor. Way back, it's new stuff. They need the darn needs a boost. What do you mean? What's wrong with that? Then the Maaseh with the Chasen, he came there and he started pressing. There's Avraham, anybody who invites someone else, he's a dead dog. They take his what? They take his clothes away. What they do to him? Avraham Avinu. So Eliezer sits down. He says, they see him at the chasa, "What are you doing here?" "He invited me." And the guy disappears. He invited me. So the whole place disappeared. And he locked the doors. And he ate up the whole student. "You know, you guys don't want to give me tea? I'll take care of myself." Avraham Avinu was slave. No. Avraham Avinu was Kavayachal, what we would call a chaverman. We know Avraham Avinu a million years. We have a Shagzal Yezim. That much we can take from the stories. A lot of jokes. Nishkefella. Anyway, where am I up to? So, what? What do you mean? Just do it. Enjoy life. You know how many people I say they're working? "I'm working so hard on B'tachon. Rabbi Mendel, I'm working so hard. And it's still not happening." It says, "Don't work so hard." Lately, I do this more than ever. "I'll take care of it. You don't have to have B'tachon. I'll do the B'tachon for you. Go to sleep." But what should I want to do? They just don't do nothing. Watch this. Here comes a buha from the Rebbe. Call me up in 24 hours. I'm not kidding. I do this more and more. The Nevada Yeshita is like the Slonimer. Slonimer Rebbe, when he came to the Slonimer Rebbe, they once brought someone on his bed. Instead of, the Rebbe wouldn't just give a bracha and walk away. Not in Slonim. Rabban Kreiser was not the biggest, he was a broad-minded person, but he was thought the Misnagid. I mean, he was a literature anyway, but he said, "Slonim!" They were not Shaykh. And the learning and the davening Slonim by him was not Shaykh. They all liked Slonim. The Branovich, they were exposed to them. They were murdered. They were big Avdei Hashem. So anyway, so what happened with the Slonim and Rebbe? What was the Maaseh? So the Slonim and Rebbe used to do like this. When you had a problem, you came to the Rebbe. The Rebbe worked with you. He made you. Go work on yourself. There's a Maaseh with a Slonim and Chassid. He was on his bed. He couldn't move. The Rebbe says, "Bring him here. We're on his bed." They brought him on his bed to the Rebbe's office, wherever, and the Rebbe says, "Okay, now look, say, Simech Neiflim, V'Raifei Chaylim, repeat that. Chaim Echaz, Mechaim Ezer, Brachim Rebbe, Simech Neiflim, V'Raifei Chaylim, say it again. A half an hour, the Rebbe Mutchezach, together with the Chosid. A half hour, he kept repeating, Simech Neiflim, V'Raifei. Now get out of bed." He jumped out, he was cured. That was Slonim. Slonim was, as a Maizer, Slonim and Chosid, something happened to his Kishkas got out of place. It was excruciating pain. He was going on a long trip, and he kept saying to himself, "Abishter, you're in charge of that. You're going to take care of it." It took him like 12 hours, whatever, and suddenly he was okay. They used to harm him. So the Shita, and they didn't go cheap brachas, you know, brachas. So in the Vardik, I was told that's the minute. There once Reb Geshem was sleeping, and a whole bunch of ladies came in, each crying their eyes out, all having trouble with the kids. This was kids off the derech. This was halfway off. This was acting with sugar. This was on, that he's on the chvestvas. He's taking, what is it called? Whatever. He's taking marijuana. This one's taking that. This one's doing that. And they come crying. The begash and do something else. He jumped out of bed. He says, "You can do it yourself. Go, David. They'll all be better." See, that the style in the Vardi isn't cheap brachas so fast. So I try. I'll teach you how to work on it. I have a lot of I have the first one here. You want to hear the guy? I kept him on. He was great. This one, he had a son, a little bubby, who was going through Gehenna. He was vomiting. His lungs were out of the hole. He was a shrekless amatzer. And then he tells me, Mendel, I want to thank you for you put me on my feet. That night, I saw Mendel said, you keep hocking it, but he's okay. He's going to be okay. So he starts saying, he's okay. I don't know how many hours he did it. But the next morning, he was a new kid. And 24 hours later, discharged from the hospital. It's right here. It's my first one. The one, I don't want to erase that one. I like that one. It's a good one. He cured him like this. So I try to do that. But lately, more and more and more, I got people coming to me. I'm dizzy from having betachin. They're all stressed from betachin, you know. Like, it's so stressed. You got to have betachin. You got to betachin, betachin, betachin. I have betachin and it didn't work. Yes, working, not working. You're all stressed out. I say, no more of this. A buha from me. Lately, I don't get rich quick. Let's do it, man. Just a buha, goodbye. Don't worry about it. I do a lot of this lately. Which I ain't achman to these people. So I get brachas. And besides, I need that. I'm even, my batting average is 1,000. You know that. I'm the admirer that the belt never saw. Like, everyone gets cured by me. I want to tell you something. Pesach time, I said. This thing, an older single, can't get married. He's the type and she's not. And he is, it's not happening. They're already, he's 60 off, get it over the hill. And she's a particular, she could have gotten married 10 years ago and she messed up here. You know, they talk about Benetton. I can't stand that stuff. He said, no, sir. They're all getting married. And I said, Eibishter, I want service in this area. Now, over Cholamayim, I heard of three serious, like real older singles all got married. Someone told me this. Not negated to me, no. When the girls are negated to me, I mentioned this there. Someone comes over to me and tells me he's ready. At overage, you know, this guy's, I may have asked him, he could be a Zeta. And she's also like, could be a Baba. And he says, he asked me, should I get involved? I says, yes, go for it. But it's these guys that, you know, it's not happening. It's going to happen. And not only that, he says, all right, I'm getting into it. And if something happens, I'm going to give you a month's supply of Betachin weekly. So he kept calling me in between, and I got my month's supply. They're engaged. So I said, Eibishter, right when that happened, I want this to spill over to another case. Listen to this. To one of my, I haven't severed that, if my mind is on them. And that next day, a younger man, are you seeing anybody? Never. Yeah, is this guy real? Never, ever. He never done. No, he hasn't been talking. The next day, I saw her 4 times, and it looks like it's going to be. How did that happen? That was, I said, it should spill over. It's spill over. No. Just now, I met another guy who, like, if you ask me, he's not getting married. Comes over to me. Never happened before. I know him 5 years. I mean, no, they're really coming at me just today. So you see, you decide. I am not in spoil from issue, schmishu, type. He's on medication. She's everyone's getting married happily. And every time I say it, I hold this chal, a bracha, all over the world. I take credit for all the, you hear any stories of these types getting? That was me. They're also all getting married. Everyone's getting married. Anutkufa, the Eibishter, Kriyas Yamzuf. It's an Eisrots and Pesach. They're all Kriyas Yamzuf issues, which means Parnasa and Shidduchim. One more minute, and we got a full hour straight. I can stop. Anyway, you can stop here, Red. I talk. You know, my Lashir is, Ashi Yivlusus Sechem Elam Adai. That's when I stop. When they say, okay, Mendel, do you know what happened to me 2 weeks ago? In the same day, 3 different people told me, oh, Mendel, you're so good. One of my relatives, also in New York, such a chashuv guy. When he wants to go to sleep, he listens to you. I heard this. 3 people in 1 day, they all have the same. Oh, that's so nice. What is that supposed to be? What are you trying to say? Why are you going to think they listen to me? Look what they're doing to me. I got my mezuzahs. I nebuch, nebuch. You're going to see me upstairs crying to my Rebbetzin. Oh, look what the nebuch's doing to me. I covered that stake. They don't give me covered. It's the new generation. You know there's a drisha, Reish Mem Beis, in your day that says you're supposed to be mahada, be a talmidim. The rabbi has to be mahada. Did you know that? The drisha says that. What? Mahada means get up for that 5-year-old schnook. I don't know what the drisha means, but I want to tell you what happened today in my class. Yes, sweeties, I don't mean anything bad. I just got to be funny. I'm desperate to make more jokes. So we get to today. It happened today. I taught the Ben Sayyidimayr. It was fascinating. The kids loved it. Ben Sayyidimayr. I went through the Mishnah. It is, the Hele Gittayr is so delicious. Nothing like it. The kids are sitting there. Fascinating. But then we finished the parak, and two kids, they both asked me the same question. So, you know, the kid steals from his father. He's going to keep stealing. So you get Yomus Zakai Val, Yomus Chayiv. He's going to end up shooting people, so kill him now before he gets worse, you know. So the kids ask me, what happens if the parent steals from the kid? Did you hear that? Two different kids, they both said, what happens if the parent steals from the kid? Did you hear that? Hike the Gadar. I was on the plane. I was on.
What
are the answers? Well, what's the answer? I had a good joke to tell them in Isle. I said, oh, this is a good one. I have a good joke for tonight. Thanks for the joke, kids. That's all I care about. Basically, I got myself a joke. I can be even funnier. Thanks to you, 9-year-old cutie pies. Good joke. See, the new dirt? I was once, you know that, I heard Rabbi Isaac Schwartz, that's how he used to tell me. The kid was once passing by a park bench. He was talking to a girl to be thrown. And the kids didn't get up for him. Nothing. They just, they make believe. Keep hanging! We're busy playing. It's so nice. The person told him, Keep hanging. Look at this. Chutzpah Yazgeh. You know, look at the chutzpah. They don't say no. Keep hanging said, no. This is not Chutzpah Yazgeh. Chutzpah Yazgeh is when we'll be on the park bench and they'll be standing and they're going to say, why didn't you stand up for us? Keep hanging. That's the word. Keep hanging. I know. Terry, look at this. But I'll tell you,